Welcome to this very special session, the secret to everything, higher consciousness versus lower consciousness. So in life, there are only a few secrets, there are only a few things that really make a massive difference to our lives. And this is one of the biggest secrets, the most important things you'll ever learn, that most people do not know about, have never heard about, will never hear about, and don't realize is the cause of all their problems. Without understanding what I'm about to share with you, you can try thousands of methods and techniques and do all this stuff, and still, no matter how hard you try, feel something is wrong. But when you understand what I'm about to share with you, you will be able to understand deeply and easily what the real issue is, and you'll be able to do something about it so that you can experience the fulfillment of your highest potential. And that's really the whole point of this program, is for you to re-experience your own highest state of being. And by actualizing your own highest state of being, you will feel tremendously joyful and free and light, and your life will become a magical playground. Because that's why we're here. We came as spiritual beings, we came into this world of form to experience the full expression of who we are. And along the way, we have been programmed, brainwashed by our society, by our parents, by education, by the media, by TV, advertising, marketing. And we have basically been injected with what I call the lethal injection of social opium. Opium stands for other people's influences undermining me. Social opium. We've been affected by wrong belief systems, distortions of reality, and they have basically made us slaves, miserable, and not realizing what we're dealing with. And also, one of the biggest problems with our society's brainwashing and programming is that to try and solve the problem, to try and get out of unhappiness, to try and get our lives sorted out, we try and solve it with all the wrong methods. So society gives us hundreds of ways to try and sort our problems out, and those methods make it worse and worse and worse. So for example, if someone is sick and depressed, yeah, they might go to the doctor, yeah, and the doctor says, well, take all these pills. And so they take the pills to try and get rid of the depression and get rid of various diseases. And it doesn't solve anything. Yeah, they're still really depressed, and they end up getting sicker and sicker because they don't change the real cause. Society also promotes endless consumerism, you know, desire, desire, desire. You want something, well, you go and buy more stuff, work harder and buy more things. You know, you're feeling bad, don't worry, go and buy some alcohol and sort of knock back some drinks and you'll feel a little bit better. But then they don't feel better the next day. Drugs, alcohol, distraction. Yeah, society is designed to try and feed the ego's desires, which temporarily alleviates the cravings. But then the cravings come back bigger. It's like feeding a monster that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And this led us to a society of addicts. A society of addicts, miserable addicts. Most people are in a state of misery and addiction in one way or another. So the methods given to us from this lower consciousness haven't worked. They have failed us. So the purpose of this audio is to help you understand what is really going on, how it applies to you, and what you can do about it. And just by listening to this audio, you're going to have a bigger picture. You're going to reframe. Your consciousness is going to expand and you're going to see the world from a different place. And as you see the world from this new place, this new consciousness, you begin to fully understand and feel what's going on and experience the wonders of life and feel light and happy so you can actually do something about it. You're going to get the clarity you need to feel empowered so that you can move ahead in your own life and you can avoid wasting enormous amounts of time in trivial nonsense that makes things worse. So the big secret, what is this big secret? The big secret is that everything you experience in your life, your body, your relationships, the amount of money you have, how happy you feel, levels of pain, levels of joy, levels of suffering, levels of wonder, whatever is going on, how beautiful the world appears to you, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about life, everything you experience, every single thing from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep, every single thing in your life that you experience is based upon your level of consciousness, the state of being from which you perceive life. And just to understand levels of consciousness, what does this mean? Imagine a ladder. Okay, imagine a big ladder that goes up into the sky. So if you're at the bottom level of the ladder, the bottom rung of the ladder, you will see the world in a particular way. If you take a few steps up, you start to see the world looks a bit different than it did before. If you continue up the ladder and you go up to like the height of a house, you look down and you can see all these things you never even realized were there. And as you keep going up, up, up into the sky, up the level on the ladder, the world starts to change. Your experience of the world changes. Just like if you've ever been in an aeroplane, which I'm sure you have, you get on the plane and the plane takes off and you start flying up, up, up into the sky. And all the issues and dramas perhaps you've been having in your life, as you go up, 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 you start seeing all the houses getting smaller, you start seeing everything getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And then next thing you know, you're up there in the sky, in the clouds, flying around, looking down, and you can barely make out these tiny, tiny little cars and tiny roads, and you're like, oh my God, this is incredible, yeah? I mean, I've loved flying. You look out the window and it's like, whoa, what a different world. You can see the city from above and life's problems and all the drama seems really trivial and small because you're in a higher state physically. Yeah. So in the same way, consciousness is like that, that as you reach higher states of consciousness, the higher your state of consciousness, the more the world seems wonderful, magical, blissful. it's like a different reality, yeah? And the world that we see, everyone in the world, each one of us, has a different level of consciousness. So it's a bit like we're on a different level on the ladder. And depending on where you're standing, the world appears different to you. So people who are all on the same level, they see the world the same way and they agree on certain things. And then if people are at different levels, they can't quite comprehend each other and they see everything in a very different way. And the lower the level of consciousness that we have, the more our life is dominated by misery, by addiction, by sadness, by weird like mental problems, emotional problems, physical problems, poverty, guilt and shame and fear, anger, and it's just a very sticky, nasty place to live from. And as we experience higher levels of consciousness, we start to feel joy and freedom and courage and acceptance and understanding of life, and we start to really enjoy being here. And so if you want to have a wonderful life and you want to reach your potential, then the number one thing beyond everything else is to understand clearly the difference between lower levels of consciousness and higher levels of consciousness, and then align yourself and align your life with as many high consciousness, high vibe things as you possibly can, so that you start going up, up, up and away. And I'm going to be sharing with you how to do that in this session. But the first thing to understand is just to recognize the difference. It's not that life's just one big thing. There's different levels of consciousness, and depending on where you personally are sitting in your level of consciousness, you will see the world differently. So if you've ever wondered how come some people have everything they want and they're happy and everything's good and other people it's a total disaster, why is that? It's because of the level of consciousness that the people are on. So just to summarize what we've talked about so far, your state of being, your level of consciousness, is like a filter through which you see the world. And depending on what level your consciousness is at, depending on how you see the world, you experience the world that way. So if you're at the level of anger, you'll just get really annoyed about everything. If you're at the level of love, then you feel loving and caring towards all things. And so what we need to do is align ourselves with things that raise our level of consciousness so that we can experience more joy and more wealth and more freedom with ease and grace. And if you would love to learn more about these levels of consciousness, there is a wonderful map of consciousness. You can go on to Google and type in map of consciousness, and there's a map of consciousness that David Hawkins developed that goes from 0 to 1,000, and you can get his book, which is called Power Versus Force, where he goes through the different levels. And I found that book very, very helpful in explaining these different levels of consciousness. So by all means, get your hands on that book and have a look at that map. It will help you a lot in your progress to get an idea of where you're at and where other people are coming from. So, reason I explained all of those things to you about levels of consciousness is because I want to help you understand that all of your problems in your life are a result of lower consciousness. Lower levels of consciousness create problems. Yeah, they create problems. Higher levels of consciousness solve problems and create happiness. And so what I'm going to help you understand is the difference between these lower levels and higher levels. And we're just going to simplify this for a moment so you can kind of get a simple grasp of it. Lower levels of consciousness is what we call the domain of the ego. The ego. The ego is basically the part of us that is addicted to lower consciousness. The ego is a lower consciousness energy field, and it wants more and more and more lower consciousness things. So the ego thrives on anger, on grief, on shame, on desires, and give me more, craving, lusting after things, you know, blaming other people. All of the sort of soap opera drama nonsense, bad stuff, you know, the sort of bickering and all the nonsense in life, all the sort of sticky business, fighting, complaining, bickering, bitching about things, all of that is the domain of the ego. The ego loves it, the ego is addicted to it, and the ego wants more and more and more of it. So the ego is the represents lower consciousness. It's addicted to suffering, and the ego lives within us, and if we feed it and we go along with it and we believe it, it drags us down into a very dark, sad, distorted, miserable place. So it's worth recognizing, this is very, very important, it's worth recognizing that all of your misery in your life, all the things you don't like about yourself or about your life, it's all the creation of the ego. The ego has created the situations that make your life miserable. So if there's physical things you don't like, situations, people, lack of money or whatever it is, lack of health, the ego has created all those problems and it seeks to sustain those problems. Yeah, it created them and it is wanting to sustain them. So if you want to change your life, then you need to recognize that all the problems in your life are a creation of the ego, and that this ego, which lives within you and lives within all of us to some degree, is wanting to make it worse and worse and worse, sustain it and create more drama. Yeah, it loves drama, it loves misery, it's addicted to suffering. And so we have to humbly realize with deep humility in our hearts, humble, that the ego has failed us. Yeah. If we could have got everything we wanted in our lives, if you could have got everything you wanted based on the ego, if the ego was able to deliver to you all the things you want, then you would already have them. If living from the ego worked, you would already have everything you want. But if your life isn't the way you want it, then it's absolutely critical to humbly recognize that the ego, this lower consciousness, lower states of consciousness, the ego has failed you. It has failed you and it has made your life worse. So really just tune into this for a moment. Are you willing to admit that these lower energies living within you have actually failed you and haven't been able to deliver the things that you truly desire? I'll give you a quick story, personal story, to explain this to you. When I was a teenager growing up in England, I remember just generally feeling like life wasn't quite right. I'm sure a lot of teenagers feel the same way. I'm sure you remember those days. And in my case, I started smoking cannabis when I was about 14. And the first time I got high, got stoned, I felt amazing, absolutely incredible. And what I understood from that, now that I understand consciousness and all this, is that when you get high on drugs, what happens is the drugs temporarily remove the filters of the ego so that you can experience, not the drug, but you experience a higher state of consciousness. So when I first got high, it kind of wiped the slate of the ego. It kind of knocked aside all this lower consciousness stuff. And I experienced a wonderful state of being, of joy and happiness and freedom for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. But then what happened next? Well, I became addicted to cannabis, yeah, because I couldn't get that state by myself because the ego came back again. So then I ended up smoking more and more weed, getting drunk a lot, and then ended up taking other drugs. And I spent between 14 and 18 doing tons and tons of drugs. And craving, you know, I was going after drugs, alcohol, women, you know, the usual narcissistic taking. And my whole, you know, mission in life was to consume, like a lot of teenagers and a lot of people. And what happened? If consuming all that stuff was really what was needed, then I should have been the happiest person in the world. Because I had loads of drugs and I had lots of things. I was consuming a huge amount, so I should be really, really, really happy. Was I happy? No, I was totally, totally depressed. I was a complete addict. I was completely craving. I was running around after stuff. I would wake up in the morning and wonder where I could, you know, what I would do today to try and feel better. And I lived my life in a state of constant desiring and never feeling satisfied. And it reached a point where even the drugs that I did, I always would buy the best quality drugs I could get my hands on, and I'd have them in the best quantities I could. I always had standards. But even then, I found out after a while the drugs stopped working and they didn't make me feel any better at all. Finally, I realized that there was nowhere to turn. I was just like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I'm a total disaster, and even the drugs don't make any difference. So finally, I became willing to listen to my mother, who was a meditation teacher, and never had any interest in meditation before. But I thought to myself, well, I got nothing to lose, because I'm already totally depressed, and this stuff isn't working anyway. So I went for some meditation sessions, and I didn't expect really that there would be any any particular change. I thought it was all a bit strange. But she did a guided meditation commentary, and I don't really remember anything she said, actually. But what I do remember very clearly is that I was pulled out of my body, and I was shown a divine vision. I saw myself walking along this wonderful path in this different reality, and I came to a fork in the road where the path split into two paths. And I had clear premonition of the future. I could see into the future, and I could see 2 years into the future. And if I carried on the path I was on, the path of, you know, drugs and addictions and indulgence and narcissism, I could see where I would end up in 2 years. And it wasn't very exciting. And then I saw this new path, this brand new path that hadn't existed before for me. And it was a path of light, a path of joy, a path of peace. And in this new path, I saw myself living a pure, simple life, feeling light and aligning myself with higher power, with spiritual energy. I saw myself aligning with spiritual energy, doing meditation, connecting to a higher power. And I saw the natural joy that came with that. And it was a big deal for me because I'm in this other world. I didn't even know where I was, and I wasn't in my body. And I had to make a decision which path I was going to take. And I knew that as soon as I walked down either of those paths, that was going to be my destiny. And so I knew deep in my heart, it was like already done, that I was going to take the higher path. And it was destiny, you know, and it was exciting as well. So I took the first step onto this new path, and I felt so much relief. I felt, oh my God, this is like a new life, like I've been reborn, I've recreated myself. This is like a new reality, a new level of consciousness. And it was as if going up in the ladder that we were talking about earlier. I felt immediate lift from that. And as soon as I did take those first steps, something shifted internally and energetically, and I was then pulled back down into my body, and I opened my eyes, and then I saw myself sitting in the room with other people, and my mother was there and everything, and it was like I was like a new person. It's like being reborn, like someone else had appeared almost. It wasn't a walk-in or anything, but it was like a new consciousness. When you have a higher level of consciousness, it's like you're living in a new world. So I opened my eyes, I was like, oh my God, this is a new reality. And no one else knew what happened to me. And all I remember is that from that moment onwards, my entire life was radically different. I lost interest in drugs. I couldn't see the point in sort of consuming all this stuff. Within about 3 months, I had basically totally changed my entire lifestyle, given up my job that I was doing, changed my friends, and I was going to meditation center twice a day and doing about 3 or 4 hours meditation every day. It changed my diet, like total change, yeah. And I started experiencing higher states of consciousness. And I remember very, very clearly one evening on a Friday night when I would normally have been out with my friends knocking back 10 pints of beer and smoking loads of weed and doing drugs. I was lying down in bed at about 9 o'clock. And I'd normally be out like with loads of noise and everything. And I remember feeling, just lying there on my bed, on the floor. I was sleeping on the floor on a little mattress, this little duvet cover on the floor. And I was just like, I'm so happy. I can't believe how happy I am. This is the happiest I've ever felt in my life. And I'm alone in my bedroom on a Friday night, lying on the floor in bliss. Just because of higher consciousness, higher levels of consciousness. And from that moment onwards, my life started getting better and better and better. Huge, huge upgrades. Yeah, I was at college at the time. My grades got better. I started having more fun. I was happier all the time. And, you know, since then, I've ended up, you know, living in the most beautiful places on the world, traveling all over the place, doing the work that I do, just living the life that I love, doing whatever I want, whenever I like. It's just been a fantastic adventure. And it all started by raising my level of consciousness and aligning myself with divine power instead of the ego. So the reason I shared that story with you is just so you know the power of what we're talking about here. Once you align yourself with higher consciousness, with divine light, with truth, and you abandon the narcissistic ego that is an addict that basically is me, 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 me. As soon as you abandon the old ego nonsense and you align with this divine light, you immediately feel spiritual charge, a spiritual charge. And as you feel the charge, you start to go up in your level of consciousness, and your life becomes much, much better. So in order to make this journey, there needs to be, of course, even an interest in it. So I'm going to ask you, are you interested in experiencing higher states of consciousness, higher states of being? Are you willing to stop blocking higher consciousness? Because higher consciousness is available, we just need to stop blocking it. The ego is trying to prevent us. The ego is suppressing our joy. The ego is trying to deny us of higher consciousness. So we need to recognize what the ego is doing and stop buying into it, stop going along with it, so that this natural higher levels of consciousness can start to emerge and we can start to align with it, align our lives with it. So, are you willing to stop blocking this higher consciousness? And you're allowed to smile if you like, yeah? Because even just the desire to have higher levels of consciousness will start to bring you joy, start to raise you up, yeah? Ah, wonderful. So the first thing to do is just to be willing and open to experience higher consciousness. And we also need to recognize the difference, discern the difference between lower consciousness ego nonsense that's holding us back and higher consciousness that's raising our vibration. So hopefully by now you can acknowledge that the ego has failed you. It has not been able to deliver the things you want because it is only able to do certain things. The ego is very limited, it's narcissistic, and it can't give you the state of joy and freedom and fullness that is only possible in higher consciousness. So the ego has failed us. The ego has failed you, so let's be willing and humble to stop buying into it and feeding it. Yeah. So choice A is to live a brainwashed life, pumping up the ego, aligning with lower power, lower consciousness, which leads to a life of craving and desires and never feeling satisfied, never feeling full. And the new option, option B, is to surrender to a higher power, give up the addiction to the ego, be humble, and be open to new levels of consciousness. So let's just be very clear about this. Option A is to feed the ego, buy into all its mad ideas, feed it, give it what it wants, listen to all those desires, feed the cravings, feed the addictions, run around like a slave to society, enslaved to the ego. Option B is to be humbly aware that that hasn't worked, and to abandon the ego, surrender your life to a higher power, to higher consciousness, to align with higher consciousness, and to raise your vibration as your priority. Yeah, so there's literally every day you got this choice. Every moment you have this choice. Right now, we can either buy into the ego, me, 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 I want this, I want that, I'm right, the ego. Or we can say, I'm humble, I'm open to higher levels of being, I'm going to give all this up, and I'm just going to be in the grace. So, what do you want? It's your life, yeah? Yeah, no one can do this for you, yeah? This is a very personal thing. It's moment to moment, literally moment to moment. You have a choice, and it's completely up to you, you know? It's completely up to you. So, if you want to do this, then I'm going to share what this means in more detail, because really we do need to understand this to start with, so then we can apply it. The more clarity we have, the easier it is to discern the difference, and the more fun it is, the more graceful it is. And you might be wondering, well, how come this ego is even here? Well, what's the point of having an ego? Why do we have it? And what's going on? Well, our natural state of being, is where we're not coming from the ego at all. We're coming from a state of pure power, a pure peace, a pure grace, and pure love. So higher consciousness is our natural state of being. Yeah, we don't need the ego. Natural state of being, where you are the self-sovereign ruler, the self-sovereign ruler of yourself. And you're seeing the world from a high space, and you're acting in alignment with the laws of the universe. You're just naturally aligned, naturally free, and naturally being yourself, and everything's great. But what happens is, over time, as we go through life and we, you know, start getting affected by things through many lives, in many cases, more than one life, over time, the ego begins to birth, to be born, when we lose power. So it's a bit like if you're in charge of your life and your house, right? And then gradually you start getting older, and let's say, for example, you get sick, you eat something and it makes you sick, and then you get poisoned, right? And you start losing your power, and then you have to spend time in bed and you can't do things, right? Let's imagine someone who's normally great and looking after their whole house and their kingdom and everything, and then they get sick and they lose their power and they're sick in bed. What's going to happen? There's going to be a replacement. Someone else is going to have to take over, right? So then this second person, who's not the real person, who shouldn't be running the kingdom, yeah, comes in, an imposter, a replacement imposter, to take care of things while you're unwell. Yeah, so imagine there's someone else who's making all the decisions, and that other thing is not coming from the same level of energy. It's me, me, me. It's a bit like in Lord of the Rings. You might remember a scene where there's the king, and he's been possessed by the evil wizard who's possessed him. And Gandalf comes in with his staff, and he exorcises them, yeah? He performs an exorcism on this king and knocks the wizard, who is the evil wizard who is controlling him, out. and he comes back to health, you know? So it's a bit like there's a darker part of us that takes over when we're not well. It's kind of like a cancer in the body. Yeah, the body is the host. There wouldn't be any cancer if there wasn't the body. But when the body becomes weak, the cancer starts to grow and it has its own ideas and its own intentions. And if the body doesn't come back to health and doesn't get the power, it can't kill the cancer, then the cancer ends up killing the body. The ego is basically like a cancer. And so, obviously, aligning ourselves with this cancerous ego isn't going to do us a great deal of good, yeah, because it's not understanding the bigger picture. So if we align with the ego, we end up in self-destruction mode. If we align with higher power, we end up healthy and happy. Basically, that's the difference. So you can think about the ego as like a cancer. A narcissistic cancer. Me, 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 me. The ego, basically, the ego's chant is I want, gimme, 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 feed me, feed me, feed me, nothing's enough, gimme, 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 gimme. Yeah? I want, me, 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 me. Yeah? That's why we have such a consumer culture. More stuff. Yeah, everyone's miserable, you know, massive percentage of the population is depressed, on antidepressants. Yeah, stressed and depressed, me, me, me. Because the ego is a monstrous, cancerous thing that's just after more and more and more. And the more you feed it, the bigger it gets, and the more sick you get. Yeah, it's like a cancer. So we need to stop feeding it. And we need to strengthen ourselves. Yeah, strengthen our immune system, strengthen our power. And that will get rid of this tumorous, cancerous thing that's seeking to destroy us. Yeah. So how do we do this? Because this is the secret. Yeah, you can try and do everything else, but if you don't do this, it's still big cancer. Do you know what I mean? So what does this mean? What do we do? Number one, you might want to write this stuff down. Number one, humbly recognize the ego has failed you. And you might even want to write a list of failures. I recommend you actually think about this, write it down. How has your ego, living from this needy, cancerous place, I want, failed you? Because unless we realize that it doesn't work, we'll probably still carry on. So in my case, despite having loads of drugs and entertainment and movies and this and people and parties and all these things I thought I wanted, even though I had tons of it all the time, I was miserable and depressed and sick and I hated myself and my life was a mess. So I realized the ego, despite getting everything it wanted, was terrible. It didn't work. Yeah, I recognized this is not the way to go. And I could see into the future. And I knew if I carried on like that, I would be more depressed. So I recognized that the ego wasn't doing me any good, humbly. Yeah, I just had to be very humble and say, my life is a total bloody disaster. And I'm over to an upgrade. Yeah, so first step is just to be humble and realize this stuff, the way I've been living hasn't been working out for me. I need something more, something better, an upgrade. The ego is like a broken operating system on your phone or on your computer that has all these bugs and doesn't work properly and it's really annoying, you know, and doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't work. Yeah? Imagine if you're opening your phone and you click on the one app and it opens the wrong one up and then you try and go to your computer and it crashes it and does all this stuff and all, do you know what I mean? It's like that. The ego is like dysfunctional. It's a dysfunctional thing. So number one, realize the ego's failed us and just be detached and say, you know what, this is a mess, I want the upgrade, you know. So what this means is that when you find yourself feeling stressed, depressed, annoyed, irritated, like wondering what's wrong with your life, any time you're stuck in a negative state, any time at all you're in a negative state, rather than trying to solve it on that level, you know, like Einstein said, you can't solve the problem on the same level of thinking that created it. Rather than trying to solve it on the ego's level, because the ego says, oh my God, this is wrong, I want more, I want more. Instead of trying to give the ego more of its nonsense and making it worse, it's like feeding a monster. Instead of doing that, you recognize very humbly, this isn't working out. I need to stop doing what I'm doing and do something else. Yeah. So you realize the ego is like a broken system that sort of goes round and round and never gets anywhere. It just gets worse. So this is a huge upgrade for you. If you just realize anytime you're in a negative state, stop and be humble and say, this is a negative state. This is not doing me any good. I can't solve it on this level. I need something else. Ha, that's a huge relief. That's a big step. Then, and this is where the newness comes in, the new consciousness, then we start to align with divine power. Align with divine will, divine power. So I'll explain what this means and how to do it.